Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Yeah. 大家早. Sorry to keep you waiting. I was around looking for parking. First time in 18 years, I wasn't able to find a parking. So a great opportunity to practice patience. 对，不好意思让大家等了，18年第一次找不到停车位，所以这是 那个忍辱很好的修行的机会。Before we get started, I'd like to take this opportunity, in addition to thanking everyone for being here, to also express my appreciation for all the volunteers and monastics for all the work in taking care of this place, even though it's a temporary place waiting for our new center to be finished. We still have this place to practice together. So I really want to express my appreciation for everyone's support and hard work. And is it streaming yet? Okay. Hello, everyone. If you were watching from online, welcome you to this morning's talk. And I was 也希望用这个机会呢，感恩。 大家，这么多年义工菩萨们跟法师们一直在这边护持照顾这个道场，虽然这个是一个临时的道场在等我们另外一个道场在装修，可是呢，我们还是有这个地方可以修行，所以是非常感恩，都是大家一起努力才有的。So this morning, the topic I have given months ago is cultivating patience endurance as a charm practitioner. 那今天早上的题目了，没有机会看中文翻成怎么样，是禅修者安忍心的长养。Thank you, 谢谢。非常好，这个中文题目翻译的。Can you hear clear? No, okay, so thank you. So it was perfect. I had, right before this, I have hour and a half driving from New Jersey and another 20 minutes finding parking spot to practice patience. So we always have an opportunity to practice. In fact, I was thinking, it's so great that you live here. You always have opportunity to practice. Just looking for parking every day, that's a lot of opportunity to practice. So you are so lucky. 那个我在今天早上开车从纽约州一个多小时开车过来，然后二十分钟找不到停车位，在想一刹那都是在修行这个忍，我觉得这边坐这边的菩萨真有福报，整天都有机会。 因为这么难才找到一个停车位，要花这么多时间，所以都是很多机会在修行，这个波罗蜜，所以真的有福报。Many people may have heard of this teaching. I call in English, the title I call it patience endurance. It refers to one of the six parameters of patience, which often is translated as patience. Sometimes you will hear it as a patience endurance because the Chinese character that this particular parameter refers to has the meaning of enduring, something that is difficult. So I often like to mention that part of the term besides patience. 那这个题目，中文叫安忍心，所以可能会比较清楚，因为英文很多时候常常会把它翻译成这是有耐性的意思。那个是有一部分是有耐性，可是不只是有耐性。
中文的那种用这个忍字呢，就让我们会提醒我们呢，这个是六波罗蜜其中一个波罗蜜，就是忍辱波罗蜜，哈。所以呢，不只是说有耐心，还是要有要愿意忍，很难忍的东西也需要忍，哈。Patience very often doesn't get mentioned very often in the practice. Maybe because it's not a popular one. Generosity we like to talk about. We feel good about thinking about generosity. And, but it's a very important parameter. And in our daily life, if we lose patience,it actually can cause a lot of problem. It's not just little things. Allow me to recall recent incidents. I was having a conversation at home with my husband, and I could notice that there was a short moment that I was a little bit impatient. And, but afterwards, he shared with me that he thought I was mad the entire time with him.So just the moment of impatience can actually ruin the entire interaction for someone. And this, I'm going to say this in Chinese first before I forget. 这个安忍心哦，这个安忍心呢，我们不是常常有听到啊，通常讲波罗蜜课或许讲这个布施波罗蜜比较多讲啊，尤其是在这西方。讲布施讲的比较觉得比较开心哈，要忍辱好像很辛苦很累一样，就不想太讲啊。可是呢，这个忍辱波罗蜜是非常重要的，在我们的日常生活里面呢，如果我们没有忘记那个修行这个安忍这个忍辱的话，会造成很多的问题烦恼。这个让我记起呢，最近有一次我在跟韦先生在谈天，哈，那个有一刹那我就是有点一点点不是很有失去了耐心，有点。那之后呢，我才发现呢，我先生以为我一直在生他的气哈，只是一秒钟失去了一个耐心。其他人呢会去带来很大的烦恼困扰，哦，所以呢是很重要的。I always love to read ancient masters opening to his discussion about this particular parameter, talking about how the patience parameter is one of the very important parameter on the practice of a bodhisattva path. And for those of us who think that, I don't think about patience because I think I'm pretty good, I'm a pretty patient person, I don't need to really worry about it. Maybe, I just want wisdom, listen to this. He was telling the story of Sariputra. Sariputra, great bodhisattva, he practiced many, many, many kapas to be this great bodhisattva.And someone came along and said that, Sariputra, I want your eyeball. And Sariputra was like, not mad. He didn't get upset. He was like, but what are you going to, what use is it to you? If you have my eyeball, once I take it out of my eye socket, it will be useless. And then they said, I want it anyway. I want it. If you have 2-year-old at home, you might recognize this. I want it anyway. And so Sariputra took out his eyeball and gave it to this person.Remarkable, huh? And this person looked at the eyeball and said, it stinks, and threw it away. And Sariputra did not get upset. Even though this person acted in this way, he only gave rise to a thought, oh, it's so difficult to help sentient beings. That is already an example of lack of patience.So that's what we are talking about in our practice on the Bodhisattva path. So if we think we are very patient, think again. 有一些菩萨，很多菩萨可能觉得，其实我觉得我已经蛮有耐心的，蛮能忍的啦。哈，所以呢，为这个，因为这样子，所以我没有去思考这个问题哈，去看这个忍辱这个点哈。如果是这样子的话，或许我们可以思考一下哈。我很喜欢看印顺导师成佛之道，那个开头讲这个忍辱波罗蜜的开头。他讲到那个舍利子的一个故事，舍利子大菩萨，那个修行了很多很多大劫，才成为这个大菩萨。有一次，舍利子就在有一个人来跟舍利子说：“我要你的眼睛。”那个舍利子说：“你要我眼睛干什么？我眼睛拿出来给你就没有用啦。”他是那个人还是说：“我还是要你的眼睛。”那个舍利子把他的眼睛拔出来给他，那个人就看到拿着一个眼睛，说：“哎，这个眼睛好臭啊！”就把它扔掉。啊，这个舍利子还是不会生气哈，他只是说：“哎呀，这众生真的难度。”就这样子一个念头，他就是失去了这个耐心了，这个忍辱的修持。啊，那如果菩萨们如果觉得我们哎呀真是已经修行得很不错了哈，我们忍辱我已经很能忍了哈，我们要记得这个舍利子这个故事哈。 And when I was thinking about this talk, I went to look at Master Shen Yan's talk on that became this book, The Six Paramitas.And I saw that I was actually one of the translators. I completely forgot about it. A long time ago, eons ago. And Master Shen Yan talked about there being three kinds of patience. And he divided them into two categories. The first being worldly patience. And then the second category being world transcendent patience.那在我准备这个今天的演讲的时候呢，我去看师父很久以前讲六波罗蜜的开示，讲到那个忍辱哈这个开示。师父讲到有三种的忍辱把它分成两种。第一种呢是那个世间的忍辱，然后第二种是出世间的忍辱。The first category, the worldly patience, includes the first two types of patience. The first, he talked about patience with those who wish to harm us. So, 那第一种那个忍辱啊，就是那个世间的入世的忍辱了，是头两种。第一种呢是就算有人要伤害我们，我们还是要忍受忍辱哈。So the typical example is someone who said or does something hateful to us or spread harmful rumor about us. Normally we get very upset, but the practice is we endure it. While it is easy, we practice patience by seeing clearly that this person already hurt us once. Why do we want to hurt ourselves again over this by getting angry? That's not wisdom. So it is, so it's very clear. This does not mean condoning that person's action when we practice patience endurance as other people do something to hurt us.It's just that we do not let it get to us and allow us and lose our composure over it. So that's the practice of patience with those who wish to harm us. 那第一种呢，就是中文怎么讲？就是忍辱忍受侮辱嘛，是中文的讲最清楚的了啊。 就是有其他人伤害我们、侮辱我们、讲很难听的东西，我们都要忍。因为当其他人侮辱我们、伤害我们的时候，我们最容易的反应就是很生气嘛，哈，很生气。我们是修行忍辱呢的意思就是说清清楚楚的知道那个人做的事情已经伤害了我们了，那我们为什么还要再去生气来伤害我们自己呢？这样子不是智慧吗？哈，所以呢忍辱的意思是不是说觉得那个人做的事情讲的东西是对的，意思不是说我们是应该受到这样子的侮辱，不是，而是很清清楚楚的知道不要让他们的行为影响我们，让我们影响我们的心，是这个意思哈。The second category, also worldly patience, is patience with regard to the environment. 那第二种呢，也是入世的忍辱。就是呢，要忍耐那个我们环境对我们的身体，尤其是的影响。哈 ，So the most typical example is it's very hot or very cold or it's very humid. The body is uncomfortable, and so we practice patience by not getting agitated.You might know some people, it's a little hot, oh, I'm so hot, and then it's like they're very agitated and get very angry, right? And so that's a very basic practice of patience, endurance, is to be okay with it, to practice, even though there is discomfort. And like Shantideva said in the A Guide to Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Shantideva said, if there is something we can do about it,then why do we get agitated? Turn on the air conditioning, for example, if it's hot, right? If there is nothing we can do about it, like there's a power outage, there's no air conditioning, then why get agitated about it, right? So so this includes the forbearance. That's another word that also can capture this particular practice.Forbearance in living with an aging body, for example. I had a dad who was like 80 years old, hear about his, there's this aches and pains and health issues. And so there's something that we can do about it, right? Take pain medicine, for example, to help with the pain, and maybe get physical therapy to manage the pain, whatever it is. But whatever these treatments or medicine cannot do,to help with the pain, then we practice patience endurance to live with that. And so that we do not begin to lose our temper and get all agitated and making ourselves very difficult to live with for other people. Right? So, 那这个忍耐啊，环境对我们的身体，尤其身体的影响呢，最普通的那个例子就是天气很热，或是很冷，或是很潮湿，我们的身体觉得很不舒服，那我们就修行忍耐了哈，忍受这个不舒服了。那个在那个入菩萨行里面呢，喜天菩萨已经讲了，如果这个有问题，如果我们可以解决它，为什么要生气呢？那如果没有办法解决的，生气来干什么了？又有什么用呢？这个是很有智慧的哈。所以呢，好像那个如果天气很热啊，如果有办法解决，开了冷气啦，哈，就解决了哈，就不用生气了。那如果那个没有电啦，那个我那个天气很坏，电都没有冷气了，那没有办法啦哈。那生气又干有什么用呢？是吗？所以我们就这样子就忍忍啦哈。其实呢，这个也是对我们呢，就是我们人的身体是慢慢越来越老的哈，慢慢越来越老的时候呢， 健康有出问题啦，会有些时候会痛啦，不舒服啦，好像我八十岁的爸爸常常都会这样子跟我讲了哈，这个是很是有点很常常会有点不舒服的。那如果有什么不舒服可以解决的，吃药啦，或者是找人帮我们按摩一下啦，可以舒服一点，我们去做啦。有什么生好生气呢？那如果吃药没有用的，或者吃药都没有办法，还是有点不舒服的，就忍一下了，哈，就是这样子。不然呢，我们就会常常在发脾气啦，就让其他人觉得很累了，跟我们一块，是吗？所以这个也是就是这个第二项的。The third kind of patience endurance that Master Shen Yan talked about, it's what he called well transcendent patience, and he called it in the word is endure Dharma, Buddha Dharma. Really, what he meant is to endure the reality of emptiness.That everything is constantly changing. Everything is conditioned, co-arising. And quoting his saying, it's really about the forbearance in integrating the Dharma into one's life. That is not easy, but we do it. So this is a very important practice. And in fact, this...practice, this particular, this third enduring of emptiness encompasses the first two. So if you don't want to make it so complex, just remember this one and then practice this one. 那第三种呢，师父讲的就是出世间的那个忍辱哈，就是说忍受这个佛法法界里面的什么，就是你所有事物都是空的，意思是说都是无常的，都是因缘和合的哈。这个好像很难很深的意思，其实师父解释的很清楚，用这一句就是我们要忍呢，当我们要把佛法用到我们的生命里面，很认真的把佛法用到我们的生命里面，不是是个很不容易的事情哈，所以我们就有这个忍耐，忍里面的忍辱里面的不容易的事情哈。So there, for example, simple example, maybe we start practicing.We take the five precepts, and we would really like to uphold the fifth precept of refraining from consuming alcohol and taking intoxicants, right? We really want to do this practice. We may discover that some of our friends would stop inviting us to their gatherings because, oh, you're no fun now, you don't drink. And we might be very sad or upset or disappointed or hurt.We have to endure this. For many people, there's like, oh, like that's kind of hard. Like I just, you know, give up the fifth precept because I want to be with my friends and forget about the practice, right? So this is what patience endurance in this particular instance is about. 一个例子就是，我们刚刚开始学佛法，或是受了五戒啦。我说了第五戒说不要饮酒，不要吸毒品哈。那我们就说我不要，我一定现在都不饮酒了哈。那我们开始持这个戒的时候呢，我们会发现可能有一些我们以前的朋友哦，就不再邀请我们去他的饭局了哈，因为哎呀他不喝酒就不没去嘛，我就不要他了。那我们可能就会觉得。我心里面不好受了，觉得很失望了，可是受伤害了，这个就是一个例子了。我们修行要持戒，就会有些人会可能觉得没有办法跟我们一起，好，就会我们就要忍辱。很多人就会觉得，哎呀，这么修行这么难，我又很想跟我的朋友一块，那我就放弃了，我放弃这个持戒了，我就去跟我朋友一块喝酒了，好。 那我们就要是 要坚持，要那个用忍辱这个修行来坚持。Another example is as we go deeper into investigating our mind when we engage in practice of chan, we may discover that we're not in control of our mind.Or we may discover that we have habitual tendencies, the aspect of ourselves that we a little bit horrified to find out. We don't really like that to see that aspect of ourselves, but it's clearly there. We that clearly have the habitual tendencies. And for many people, it just sort of can stop them from practicing. I don't need to see my mind so clearly anymore. So then they get out of here. They get out of a retreat, or they don't come back.To another retreat, right? And so to practice patience is to persevere. This is difficult to look into our mind, to know ourselves, to know the reality of ourselves for what it is so that we can grow. And so the patience endurance practice here is about not giving up when the practice is difficult. Not just leg pain difficult, it's difficult. We're confronting ourselves, our habits.、Right? 那另外一个例子呢就是、当我们、那个、修行禅法的时候那看、来看我们的起心动念可能就会发现啊，我这心就是乱七八糟的、哎、吓死人了。他是呢或是呢看到我们呢有这些习性啊或是我们的性情里面有些问题啊有缺点啊是我们非常不愿意看到的。看到啊我以为我已经蛮完美的啦完美的啦哎可怎么会有这么问题啦有很多人一看到呢就怕了就觉得哎我不想再修了再看到我多一些问题我就受不了了就跑掉了。啊、有些人那个修在禅期打了一半就跑掉了就是不想再看到自己的心了哈、这个所以这个修行这个忍辱呢就是呢要提醒我们不要放弃要坚持下去这个是很困难的很多人说修禅很难哦要腿痛小事情啦哈、啊腿痛这小事情了看到自己的问题不很不想看到可是我们不看清清楚看就没有机会成长了所以还 这个就是很难可是我们还是忍下去继续下去继续修行 so you can see how this third kind of patience encompasses all the practice of patience endurance. So you can make it simple and just remember this one. 那个所以大家可以看到呢第三种这个忍辱呢是涵盖所有的忍辱的修行的。所以如果觉得哎好麻烦好记这么多你记得啊、所有事情所有的、每一刹那都是可以修行忍辱的 When I look at this talk that Master Sheng Yan gave many years ago about patience endurance the beginning of his talk really caught my attention and I want to share this with you He started his talk by pointing out that to cultivate patience is to pacify and calm the mind. So he used the term pacified patience, which is clearer in Chinese. 那当我看到师父重看师父、很多年前讲这个忍辱波罗蜜这篇文章这个演讲这篇文章开头师父的开头讲的、一句话呢我觉得很重要希望跟大家、分享、哦、那是不是说呢、修行这个中文比较清楚一点叫安忍我想我安忍修行这个安忍呢为什么是叫安忍就是当我们能够忍我们的心就可以安 很重要。 What that means is that if we practice patience, I'm going to use the quote, patience, endurance, but we're actually getting really angry and getting really resentful that we are being patient and have to endure whatever that we tell ourselves to endure. And we don't even know we're getting angry. We have no awareness that we're getting resentful because we are forcing ourselves to endure, to be patient with something that we don't want to. There's a little bit of a problem here, right? Because the endurance is not leading to a calm and peaceful mind, right? So what that's telling us is that perhaps in the process, something's missing. Maybe we're missing compassion for ourselves. We are being very harsh with ourselves. Or we are not, we don't have enough clarity, enough understanding of our own temperaments or habits to work with ourselves skillfully to help ourselves be able to endure this difficult situation. And as a result, we create a lot of mental agitation, resentment, anger, buried anger without awareness. And that is not the right kind of patience endurance. Keep this in mind. 可是呢，所以呢，这个为什么这么这一点这么重要呢？就是如果我们有些时候只是在忍的时候呢，我们告诉我们要忍，忍呢就是可是一边忍一面在生气，哈，可是呢，生气不止还呢不知道自己在生气，哈，那个心的完全没有那个知觉的自己在生气。 越忍越生气，那个心就不是越来越安定了哈。这个是不是有问题啦？那是不是说安忍，能够忍的心会安，可是越忍的心越不安，就是不是安忍啦，是吗？哈，所以呢，或许就出了问题，可能是什么问题？可能呢，我们不够慈悲心，对我们自己不够慈悲心，或者这是在。 猛要逼我们自己做一些，我觉得我们自己觉得很不愿意做的，就不慈悲啦，对自己，或是呢不够那个心不够清楚，没有清清楚楚的知道自己的性情习性是怎么样的，就是呢，当我们要我们自己在。 修行安忍的时候呢，没有好好的看我们的性格性情，然后呢，用那个技巧来跟我们自己对话来修行哈。那这样子呢，让我们就会觉得我是逼我自己在忍，可是我非常不想忍，我越忍越生气，越忍越生气。 那个就不是忍了，所以我说这个叫所谓忍呢，不是真的安忍哈，这个就不是正确的安忍，不是正确的忍辱了，好，因为越忍，我们越所谓忍呢，越生气，那个心不是越来越平静，好，所以我们要把这个这一点记住，好。So
when I was looking through both Shantideva's and Yinshi Master's discussion of this practice of patience and endurance, there's a great deal of emphasis on the importance of not getting angry. And so that, chances are, that's what you have read about also. It's possible that when we focus on this point only with regard to the practice of patience endurance, when we're reading it, we may misunderstand what this practice is about. So I want to share that a little bit.
I'm sure you can think of more. So this is to share a few thoughts on this. 当我看到应顺导师跟那个齐天菩萨那讨论这个忍辱波罗蜜这一点的时候呢，他们的重点都是就是说忍辱就是不要生气，不要生气，千万不要生气哈，这个是很重要哈。可是呢，如果我们心里面想，主要就是不要生气就好了，不要生气就是忍辱了，可能这会让我们呢对这个安忍忍辱波罗蜜这一个修行呢的理解会有偏差哈。那我希望呢我只是分享一两点，大概大家菩萨都会有想到其他的问题哈，所以只是讲提一两点。The first misunderstanding perhaps is maybe that it may lead us to misunderstand the practice as that we practice enduring for the sake of enduring something. That's why I want to talk about we endure in order to come to mind. We don't endure just to endure something. Because if we misunderstand the practice as we endure just for the sake of enduring, we may take it as a virtue as in and of itself without applying wisdom. Even though what we're doing is making ourselves and other people miserable. Remember, our practice is to alleviate suffering. Huh? While we're practicing, we cause more suffering. There is a problem. But we thought, oh, I'm enduring, you know, then there's a problem there. And also, some people, they may, when they think that enduring is for its own sake, that it's a virtue in and of itself, then they may become competitive. It's like, I can endure better than you can. I endure this more than you can. And maybe become very attached to our ability to endure as our identity. And then become very resistant to reflection and adjusting our mentality and behavior. Becoming very rigid. And we may even impose this on other people. Do you know such people? Maybe parents, grandparents. They take great pride in their ability to eat bitter and endure, and then tell us we should do that too. So there's a great deal of good in it, but that can become excessively inflexible and cause a great deal of suffering as well. 那第一个呢，有些时候我们有些偏差呢，就是说忍辱很好，忍辱我们呢就忍，为了忍辱而忍辱，哈，为了忍辱而忍辱，觉得忍辱本身就是一个什么什么好的东西，哈，就算呢我在这所谓忍的时候呢，让我觉得很痛苦，很生气，让其他人就觉得很烦恼，还是要忍，好。所以刚才呢，为什么我提醒大家，师父说安忍，忍修行忍是要让心安。那如果我们是为忍而忍，让自己很痛苦，让周围的人都很痛苦，那我们在修什么？不记不记得修行佛法就是要离苦得乐哈，我们越修越痛苦，越修越让其人烦恼，就是偏差了。好，所以so some people may even think this as we think that the practice of endurance is patience endurance is for his own sake. They may even become competitive. Did I convert into English? So like 那中文呢我们在修行的时候呢，还会觉得我比你能忍呢，我这好像在那个在跟他比了，在比赛了哈，你这个没有人，我比你能忍的，可以忍的哈。然后呢，把这个我很能忍这一个 本领呢变成我的自我的一部分、哦、还有觉得很得意的这样子、哦、这样子呢可能我们就会变成了、很没有很不愿意呢去关照我们自己去反省去改变、哦、造成很多其他人的困扰、哦、或许我们也有认识有这样子的人啊或许我们自己是就这样子so it's important to just check to see if we might have a little bit of this misunderstanding 所以呢很重要看看我们有没有这样子这犯这个毛病、哦、The second one has to do with when we misunderstand, when we don't quite understand the practice of patience and endurance correctly. This may lead us to be passive and failing to act when we're confronted with highly problematic situations. So, because we endure something, we put up with something instead of doing something to improve the situation. And in fact, this understanding of the practice of patience endurance led a lot of people to characterize Buddhist practice as passive, right? Detached, disengaged. This is an incorrect understanding of the practice here. 那第二个很多时候有的误差哈，就是呢，当我们听到这个忍入，就是不要生，最重要不要生气哈，可能这会让我们有这个误解，就是呢。碰到非常有问题的情况，好不对的情况，我们呢都会很什么都不做，不做了，什么都不做，就忍，我忍受它就好了，好。意思是说，我们不去做一些可以让这个情况可以改善的东西，就忍它，就忍它。我们还很得意，会觉得自己很有修行，哈，好。所以很多人呢，有这样子的误解的时候呢，就会觉得佛法哈是很就是不跟世界是脱节的，哈，就是很被动的。其实都在这个世界都没有什么用的，因为都是就都不帮忙改善社会的事情啊，有问题都没有去改善那个我们的情况的心的哈、啊。这个是因为是对这个忍辱这个修行啊是误解，了解错误哈、啊，才会有这样子的见解的。嗯。Now.Some of us may think that, well, like, of course, there is a great deal of good coming from our willingness to be patient, right? Be patient with a challenging situation, right? We deal with that all the time, unreasonable bosses, right? For example. Master Xingyan talked about, yeah, when we encounter this situation,We do practice using wisdom, clarity, and compassion to see what's going on, what's really going on, and refrain from judging and blaming others right away. Right? Because that's our usual reaction. Oh, that's so unreasonable. Oh, like, you know, something's wrong with this person. Blah, 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 blah. So the practice of patience can be applied to that. We take a moment, not go into our usual habit of blaming, criticizing. Then that gives us some space to identify what can be improved. Right. For example, if it is interaction with a boss, a supervisor that you feel often give you unreasonable demand, well, how about let me just listen and see maybe there's some part of it that's useful, that's reasonable. The other part, not so good, right? So we can identify specific things, and then maybe we can think of things, a constructive suggestion that we can share and communicate. Think about how we can communicate, work with our boss, understand this boss' temperament by listening, by paying attention, by being there. And so all that would also be involve a practice of being patient, not being too ready to judge and blame and criticize, right? That would be very good. 那这个是需要解释一下哈，我们很多时候这个安忍这个修行是非常好的，好像我们碰到我们的工作的时候，那个我们常常会听到 我的 boss 啊，我的 老板好麻烦哦，我的老板整天来跟我叫我要我做这个做那个都是没有办法的，没可能的哈。 我常常的听到这样子的那个抱怨哈，这个时候是修行，安忍是非常重要的。可能师父说，我们用智慧、用慈悲，就是清清楚楚在这里耐心的听，听这个老板在讲，在跟我们讲要我们做什么。我们好好的听的时候，可能会听到。 不是说哎呀，他好麻烦，好麻烦，好麻烦，不是，我们说啊，听到可能有一些东西是有道理的，是好的东西，有用的东西，可能有其他的不就不是很有道理，有可能哈。这样子呢，我们就有办法呢，对这些有用的点，就跟老板提示意见啊，这个是我们可以做哈，可这个这些其他没有办法，那个老板呢就会觉得你有听。 我们就可以，你也可以好好仔细的听这个老板的性情是怎么样的，那我们知道应该怎么让跟这个人沟通，怎么讲才可以让他可以听到我们讲的话。这些都是安忍的修行，忍就是忍耐，不要立刻就觉得他好麻烦，好麻烦，我不要听，我不要听，这样子哈。So here, the practice of patience, endurance, is not about just put up with this very difficult boss. Okay, whatever he say, whatever boss say, I just do and just kill myself and just do, just take, okay, give me job. Okay, I just put up with this. I just endure. But use discernment. Use discernment. And find ways to communicate so that we can make the whole team work better. Right? And so we are improving. We're improving this. 所以呢，这里在修行这个安忍的意思是不是说，这个老板来跟我讲，就是要我们做很多事情，我就忍了。 我就全部都接下来，我就把我自己造作死了哈，就加班了，我就忍了，这个不是办法嘛，是吗？我们安忍的意思是说，好好听老板哪一些可以做，思考哪一些可以做，哪一些需要多加增加人手才可以做得到，这跟老板好好的沟通，这样子可以改善这个工作里面的情况啊。 所以就不是说只是光忍，不去做一些事情去改善，也可以有建设性的事情去改善这个情况。So it's really important to make sure that we understand the practice of patience endurance correctly. 所以呢，我们要 要清清楚楚的看到呢，正确的了解这个安忍，忍入这个修行呢，是非常重要的。What I call wrong patience 啊 wrong patience, as you can see from just the couple misunderstanding that what it can bring about. It can result in spiritual bypassing, like avoiding aspects of reality, and just endure it. We just put up with it, we just endure it. While, and then at the same time, we're attributing this avoidance as a practice of patience endurance. We are avoiding conflict, we are avoiding confronting our boss, and it's, I'm practicing endurance. That's spiritual bypassing. And or some people may use the strategy of numbing our emotions, numbing our senses, so that we don't feel the pain caused by what's going on, and we tell ourselves, I'm enduring. That is not cultivating awareness. Right? That is wrong patience. Or we build up anger and resentment without any awareness of it, because we don't allow ourselves to experience and acknowledge and see clearly what's going on. It's very common with people experiencing abuse. They just desensitize themselves and attribute it to some kind of patience endurance practice. These are very problematic and stem from incorrect understanding of this practice. 如果我们没有好好的弄清楚忍辱这个修行究竟是怎么一回事，我们就会错误的修行这个忍。 错误的修行这个忍呢，就会有很多出现很多问题了，以及或包括呢，我们在忍，我们其实是逃避现实，逃避好像刚才讲的，老板跟老板沟通有问题，我们就不想跟他沟通，我又害怕哈，我就逃避，然后就说忍啊，我忍啊。 就是跟我们自己讲，我在修行忍辱，其实自己在逃避这个很困难的情况，逃避做来怎么处理这个情况，就跟我们自己说我在忍辱，这是错误的，哦。或者是说呢，那个有些这个我们这个处境非常困难，我们呢就学习到呢，把我们的心情绪都全部都是。 不是没有情绪哦，而是都不知道自己有什么情绪，就好像把眼睛蒙掉了，都什么都没有感觉到了。那个不是心的清净，而是就是麻木了，把自己的人、自己的心变成麻木了。我们呢，跟我们自己说，很忍忍，我忍忍忍啊，就是因为就把自己变成麻木了哈，或者是呢。 我们的心呢，其实呢，一直在有累积很多的怨恨，可是自己都不知道、不知觉，因为我们就不让自己清清楚楚的看究竟发生在什么事情。这个情况特别呢，在如果家里有家庭暴力啊这一些情况呢，会。 很常会有发生，自己就已经不愿意让自己看清楚在发生什么事情，我们就告诉我们自己，我在忍，我修行忍辱，这个都是错误的。So I'd like to talk a little bit more about this third kind of patience of Buddha Dharma, patience, endurance of the emptiness of life. That Master Sheng Yan talked about. He talked about this practice as patience endurance of both pleasant and unpleasant things. So I want to share a few thoughts on that. 那我希望用剩下来的时间呢 讲一下师父讲的那个忍安忍忍这个佛法哈，就是所有法一切法都是空的这个现实。刚才第三项啊，那师父讲的呢，所以忍的就是忍啊，事情顺利很好，我们忍；事情不顺利，很痛苦，我们也是修行忍。So here, it's interesting. We usually think about having to endure unpleasant things. So I want to start with enduring pleasant things that seem to be going so well, and to remember that. When pleasant things, let me use an example of when things are going well in our life.This is when we think things are going well, my practice finally bearing fruit. Now I can forget all about practice because it must be the fruit of my practice. This is so great. So, for example, when we are experiencing a lot of success, maybe getting promoted, gaining a lot of fame and status, getting a lot of praise, whatever it is,that we feel like things are really going well. It's very pleasant, right? It's a very pleasant experience. It's exhilarating. This is the moment we need to remember that everything is the coming together of causes and conditions, and everything is impermanent.We don't want to think about that, in those moments. We want to think this will last. This will be always here. So we need to recognize that is what's going on. 那当修行忍辱、安忍忍辱在那个好事情很好的时候呢，或是我们觉得尝到一些成功的滋味啦，或者是升职啦，整天受人家赞赏啦，或是呢，有些名气啦，有一些那个地位啦，这个时候呢，最容易想到，哎呀，我终于尝到我修行的结果啦，我这成功啦，最容易忘记修行啦，觉得我不用修行了，我因为很成功了嘛。就是很顺利了，感觉非常的让人振奋。可是这个时候特别特别重要，就是要记得修行，记得所有的现象都是缘起的，都是缘起，因缘和合，都是空，都是会改变的。这个时候我们最不愿意想到这个事情啊，觉得希望我们这个成功这个地位永远永远永远都是会这样子。要记得。Also, we need to recognize that the status that we gain or fame comes with authority and power. And power has a strong tendency to corrupt us. So in this kind of situation, practicing patience endurance is to recognize that the higher our status, the greater the temptation there is, as there are more opportunities for us to abuse our power without being challenged.We might like to tell ourselves, oh, I won't do that. Oh, yeah. When you're there, you'll feel greatly tempted. So we have to endure the challenge of upholding our ethics, when presented with great temptations, that's very difficult to be able to do the right thing when we can get away with doing anything because of our power and authority. And no one's going to challenge you. That's great temptation. And also the temptation to pressure others to do things for us that they may not want to do, because we can get away with it. We have the power. We have the authority.那我们要好好记得，权力很容易让我们腐败的。好，我们会觉得，哎呀，我不会的啦，我不会腐败。哦，每个人都这样想，所以就会腐败了。好，好好提醒自己，在这个时候，修行忍辱安忍，就是要好好的认清楚我们的地位越高，那个有祸就越大。什么有祸？因为当我们有地位、有权力的时候，就会很多的机会让我们去错误的用我们的权力。好，因为那个时候没有人会挑战我们的，没有人会跟我们讲，哎，你不可以这样子做，我们做什么都可以，很有权力的时候。 你的心就会觉得，哎，我做什么都可以，那我就做这样子，没有人会讲我，就这个有祸。所以呢，这个时候我们很难的事情就是，还是虽然我们做什么都可以，有这个人权利，没有人会挑战我们，我们还是要坚持我们的戒律，坚持我们 的道德，做对的事情，不要做错的事情，这个是很困难的，因为诱惑太大了，诱惑太大了。好，还有呢，有关的诱惑就是，因为我们很有权啊，是去逼其他人做他们不愿意做的事情，因为没有人会挑战你的，还有或许他们也不敢去。 投诉你，所以这个是很大的诱惑。We also have this patience endurance also involve enduring the temptation to feeling self-important, feeling that, oh, I'm superior, I'm better than them because they're treating me as so special, right? They all treat me as special. I must be special. I'm better than them. Great temptation. Need to endure that and remind ourselves that is not the case. Still an ordinary person. So as we encounter voices in our mind telling ourselves that, oh, I'm so important, I'm such an important person, they can't do anything without me, you know, the word I. We need to remember and reflect. That's the moment we really, really don't want to remember this. But this is the moment we have to remember and reflect on the impermanence and conditionality of our situation. So that's why Master Yunxun talked about the Bodhisattva path is about enduring that which is difficult to endure. Nobody wants to do this in this moment. You are flying high. But this is the time to do it. Very difficult. 另外一个需要记得修行忍辱的忍的，就是呢， 那在这个时候呢，我们哈，或许大家会觉得，哎呀，你好棒哦，就大家都会觉得让你觉得飘飘然的，你就自己会觉得，哎呀，会想以为自己很特别、很重要，哈。可呢，所以呢，在这个时候，我或许呢，有这个声音里面呢，跟自己讲。哎呀，我真的很特别啊，我真的很重要，他们如果没有我怎么办啊，就这样子啊，高傲的心想法出来了。这个修行这个忍辱呢，就是要我们这个时候是很不愿意记得的，可是最重要要记得，就是记得提醒我们自己，我们现在这个情况，这个名跟地位都是空的，都是空的，都是因缘和合的，都是无常的，这个很难的。因为当我们很成功很有成就的时候，不会想那个的，所以应顺导师说，忍辱在这个菩萨道上面呢，就是难忍能忍，这个非常非常难做的事情，就是我们要去做。So, let's talk a little bit about patience endurance of unpleasant experiences in life. We are more familiar with that. 那或许可以讲一下那个忍耐、忍辱啊，忍一些困难的事情啊，那个是不顺的事情啊，我们通常就听到忍那个不顺的事情啊。So when the aspect about patience is important to keep in mind in our process of practice. So this I hear this very often. Oh, you know, like my spouse is so difficult, you know, so very difficult and then you know, he can't change, you know, like I just say this and then he reacts. Or my boss, I just like, I don't know what am I going to do, you know, and so difficult interpersonal difficulty. And this reminds me of the story. I was just in Hong Kong. I was staying with my sister, and I spent a long time with her two boys. One is almost 10. He's going to turn 10 in a month. And his younger brother, 2 years younger than him. One day he said to me, he's very upset. Upset about what? Upset is like, well, you know, I have really tried hard to be nice to my brother, you know, when he's being unreasonable, and I really try to help him, and he doesn't appreciate what I have been doing for him. So I said to him, well, you know, like, your brother is very young, and also most of the time people, when someone do something nice for them, that help them, they don't recognize it right away, or they may not appreciate it until much later. So he's like, oh, so tomorrow he will recognize it? And we think it's very funny, but don't we do that? Don't we do that? That we may, you know, listen to Dharma talk or come to a retreat and ask, how do I deal with, you know, this my difficult boss or my very difficult spouse, and then you get some advice, you go home and be more compassionate and be more understanding, and we expect the next day we have a perfect boss, we have an appreciative spouse. Don't we do that? This 个忍辱哈里面其中那个元素呢，就是又有耐心。这英文叫 patience， 叫耐心的意思哈。这个让我想起最近呢，我在香港跟我妹妹的小孩有一些很多时间相处哈。 大的小孩两个男生，大的差下个月要10岁了哈，他的弟弟的小他2岁。有一天呢，他就是说，他就很不高兴来跟我，就是我说你什么事情不高兴啊？说，哎，我的弟弟啊，我都已经很努力了，就是帮助他啊，他有的时候呢脾气很坏啊，我就是忍他啊，我都对他很好，他就不领我情的，他不了解我的好意哦。我说哦，那是这样子。是的，我说很多时候我们为其他人做一些事情呢，好有好意做的事情，另外那个人呢不会知道的，或是不会很快就发现你在帮助他，你是在对他好，好，或是有很长时间之后呢，他们才发现，哦，原来我哥哥对我这么好。他就听到说，哦 ，OK， 要时间 ，OK， 他就跟我说，那明天他就会知道了，哈，明天，他就已经很长了，明天。我们觉得很好笑哈，可是我们想想看，是不是我们自己也会有这样子的情况？那常常我有一些禅众来呀、啊，来啊、小餐，那个讲到家里呢，或是夫妻那个沟通的问题了，哎呀，我说先生好苦，好困，好难的，我太太啊，他都不听的，或是我老板，哎，这个是好难，好困难，那。或是听到一些开示啊，听到小餐里边就是说要不要回去，就是试试看修行，修行啊、慈悲心啦，修行多啊、愿意啊、了解另外对方啦、啊。他说他回去修行一下，可是就希望第二天哈、啊、醒来，那个老公就变成一个完美的人哈、啊，都不会生气的哈、啊，老板都变成这是非常好的。我们可能有这样子的情况哈。So, here the practice of patience is to accept that what we do may not be recognized and appreciated, and may even be seen as negative. People may blame us for doing something.That we do with good intention, and or when we do something to be helpful, or to be kind, or to hope to improve a relationship, that not only the change may not be visible for a long time, it may not unfold the way we would like it to.So, we need to practice patience, endurance, and allow the other person to have his or her process when we say something or do something. We might expect the other person to respond a particular way, but everybody has his or her causes and conditions.And we need to practice patience to allow the other person to have their process and not have a preconceived notion about how the other person is supposed to react and respond and improve and change. So that is recognizing everything is the coming together of causes.In conditions and be patient with the process. 所以呢，那个忍辱这个在这一方面呢，忍辱那个这个不好，这我们觉得不好受的事情呢，就是要接受呢，有些时候我们。做一些我们觉得是帮助其他人的事情，有建设性的事情，好的事情，不一定对方不一定会领情的，不一定 会知道你在为他做什么好是事情，帮助他们，甚至会觉得会误会我们，或是有很坏的反应，很生气，让我们觉得很受到伤害或者很失望。那是因为我们很多时候做一些事情，心里面会想啊，如果我这样子，他就会怎么怎么，他就会很高兴啦，很感恩啦，什么，不一定是这样子的。我们要尊重，尊重什么？尊重对方的因缘。每一个人有我们自己的因缘，我们做的事情，对方的因缘，这是让他去怎么样去接受，或是去体验那个事情，结果还有那个过程，是我们没有办法控制或决定的。所以呢，我们忍就是忍辱，就是忍受我们没有办法去控制，我们做了事情之后，对方会有什么反应，我们要尊重这个过程。那过程意思是说，所有的事情都是因缘和合而成的，不是我们讲一句话做什么事情就可以决定的。Earlier, I already talked about that patience, the practice of patience endurance is not about inaction and resigning to the status quo as unchangeable. So it is not passive, and it is important that we practice seeing clearly and discern what we can do to improve the situation clearly. 那个刚才我已经讲过了哈，很重要呢，要了解那个忍辱这个修行呢，不是只是忍，什么事情都不做，不做任何事情去改善，而是只是忍，事情就是这样子了，就我们就放弃了。放弃了，这个不会改变的啦，做什么事情都没有用的啦，就不要就我就是忍啦，不是这样子哈，而是要用我们的智慧清清楚楚的知道思考怎么样，有什么事情可以做是可以改善的，那我们用我们的善考去做一些我们觉得我们自己可以做的事情，然后就是看因缘怎么样了。So 师父 talked about practicing patience when the situation is not satisfactory. So for instance, when dealing with difficult co-workers or boss, we use that a number of times. A lot of people talk about it. And not to give up too easily.So he talked about how some people, they get a job and then, oh, my boss is so difficult and they don't want to deal with it and then want to change another job. And then constantly changing jobs. So the practice of patience endurance will encourage us to, you know, just give us some time and use this difficult situation, maybe a difficult coworker, as an opportunity to learn how to interact with people who's very different from ourselves. Like this is how we grow in our interpersonal skill, and maybe also to navigate politics in the office. Right? Some people, I don't want to do it, this is such a mess, and then they leave. And if we just leave, always leave, instead of staying, practicing patience endurance, we will never get to cultivate these skills.And grow, right? So this is a very important point. 那师父讲到呢，当我们呢遇到一些情况啊，不是很理想的、很困难的，好像是工作上面的那个老板很麻烦了、啊。我常常用这个例子啊，或者是有一些同事啊，很难交往，很难应付的。师父讲到呢，有些人呢，一碰到这样的情况呢，就辞职。找另外一个工作，哎呀，这个好麻烦，我就去找另外一个，一年找几个不同的工作哈，啊，那师父说，或许你要应该学习修行这个忍辱，这意思是说呢，碰到很难相处的人，这个就是给我们一个机会去学习怎么样去跟这种的人相处哈。或者是一个办公室很麻烦，很多斗争，我们都觉得好害怕。那就我们在那边待一下，让我们学习怎么样去在这个情况是怎么样去处理哦，这样子我们才会成长啊。这个是所以忍辱了这个修行是非常重要的。And the same thing applies in the family.Right, so that we don't just end up divorcing someone just as soon as there's a disagreement. Right, we practice patience, endurance, and so that we can learn in the progress and grow how to live with someone who's very different from ourselves. Right, 这个呢，在家庭的生活里面也是有用的啊。学那个修行那个忍辱，意思是说这样子呢，我们才不会一吵架我们就离婚吧整天就离婚再结婚这样子我们就没有机会好好在这个婚姻生活里面呢学习怎么样跟另外一个人很跟自己的性情很不一样的人来相处了就没有办法成长了。Why it is importantTo practice patience endurance when things are not turning out the way we expect. Patience endurance is not about putting up with violence and abuse. People who misunderstand that patience endurance is about putting up with violence and abuse, that is a misunderstanding. And that's why they conclude that Buddhism is passive, as I mentioned earlier. 可是呢，我们说修行忍辱的意思不是说就算是在那个暴力哈，有人用暴力很伤害另外一个伤害我们伤害其他人我们还是忍不吭声这个是对忍辱这个修行一个误解就会让人呢觉得佛法是很消极的这个是错误的了解I met a woman a number of years ago She escaped from her abusive husband who's been physically violent with her. And she wanted to get a divorce, but her parents, both devoted Buddhists, forbade her from getting a divorce and asked her to stay and put up with it. So this is one such example of misunderstanding.Of the patient's endurance. So, 很多年前呢，我有碰到一位菩萨那个女众，她逃到美国这边因为她家里的丈夫是对她有暴力的一直在打她。那她很想离婚，她父母亲呢都是很虔诚的佛教徒，她说你要忍啊，不要离开她，就忍啊。这个是其中一个最这个修行的误解的 例子哈。As you can see, this practice of endurance is not bringing about the peace of mind. In fact, it brought about a great deal of confusion. Because she's like, I thought I'm engaging in a practice of compassion and wisdom, and I'm being told to stay in this abusive environment where I am miserable. And she was very confused and can't reconcile the two. Right? So this practice of patience endurance is clearly harmful rather than bringing about peace and alleviate suffering. Now, 这位菩萨呢，他觉得很困惑，就是我佛法不是要我们修行慈悲智慧的吗？那为什么要我整天在避挡啊，能够都做我很大的伤害，好像跟慈悲不是很相应哦。所以呢，就让他很困惑。这个很明显呢，这一种的修行啊，所谓那个忍辱啊，这是不正确的，因为没有让我们的心平安，让我们受很大的痛苦。One last thing I'd like to talk about is to make sure that we are enduring the right thing. Sometimes we might be in a problematic situation, for example, a situation where there is violence and abuse, and no one dares to say anything. No one's speaking up. And when we speak up,we might risk criticism, ostracism, negative public opinion. What do we do? How do we practice patience endurance? 最后一项我希望讲的就是有些时候我们碰到一个很有问题的情况，好像暴力的情况，有人受到很大的伤害，没有人讲话，大家都不吭声，我们怎么做？如果我们讲出来，就会让很多人对我们很生气，都会排斥我们，都会讲我们坏话。那我们这个情况里面怎么样修行忍辱？忍什么？我们搞清楚。In this kind of situation, yes, we practice patience endurance. But we need to make sure we're enduring the right thing. We endure, we're not going to tolerate and endure theproblematic situation itself, the violence, the abuse. But we do have to practice patience endurance, enduring the criticism and potential ostracism by others when we are the lone voice calling out what is going on. That is problematic.So make sure we understand what we are enduring when we practice patience endurance. So 这个情况里面呢，我们要不要我们修行忍辱忍什么？我们要就要问我们自己，我们忍的是忍什么？在这样的情况，忍不是忍这个有问题的情况，这个暴力。这个有人受了很大的伤害，这个情况不是要忍这个，我们要忍的是什么？更难忍的就是当我们没有人愿意讲出来，你都挺身出来讲，这个有这样子的事情在发生，有人受到伤害，然后我们很害怕知道其他人就会排斥我们来批评我们，那个就是我们要忍的， 所以我们修行忍辱，搞清楚我们自己在忍什么。Our late master, Master Shen Yin, is a great example of that. I remember when I attended as his translator, religious leaders meeting. He was the person who spoke out against violence being condoned by religion. When he proclaimed the global ethics, urging religious leaders to look at their doctrines, and if there's any part of it that condones violence, promote violence, to revise that. He was the lone voice talking about that, stood up, talk about it. We have to learn from that, and we're incredibly fortunate to have a master to learn from like him. 师父，就是其中一个很重要的例子。我记得很多年前，陪伴他当他的翻译，参加宗教领袖会议的时候，师父就是讲出来讲，讲到起初很多宗教的教义里面有提倡暴力的情况的，用暴力是可以的。他就说跟其他的宗教领袖讲，我们要小心的看我们自己的教义，如果里面有提倡暴力的，我们要好好的思考，需要把那些部分修正，这样子我们才不会继续让人家用暴力，利用宗教来提倡暴力。到第一个人讲这个，好，我们是非常的有福报，有师父这样子的老师，让我们跟他学习的。好 ，So we have such great fortune, to have a great example to learn from. So, please make sure we do our best to learn from him, from his example. 那我希望大家不要忘记我们这么有福报，有这么好的师父，也好好向他学习哈。阿弥陀佛 ，Thank you.